if I ask you, do you do it often? He said,
yes, I do.
And if you were asking me whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me,
does he do it?
Okay. And you say, well, I think that's right, but I'm not
sure.
And if there was a loud noise, you'd say, did you
hear the explosion?
And you say, yes,
I heard it.
And you say, I don't know if he does that or not, but people
say he does. It's rumored.
And you say, well, you better put a sweater on. It's getting
chilly.
And if you saw a good friend of yours that you hadn't seen in a long time, when you saw him, you say, I'm
glad to see you.
Okay. Did you ever say you're proud to see him?
No, but I've heard it used that.
How would people say that?
Well, old man, he was from Mississippi, and he was always proud to see people. I'm so proud you come to see me.
Uh-huh.
He was always talking like that. You see, those are expressions that down here were never used until the influx of settlers from the north and east and even from the west.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the valley an awful lot. Before then, we were kind of governed with our limited English and wide, extensive cultural, Spanish culture.
Mm-hmm. When did they start coming down?
After the advent of the railroad in 1905, 6.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, up till about 1910 or 12, at 12 o'clock, everything in town closed up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, stores all closed up. You could hear a pin drop down the street. Everybody go home, eat lunch, bathe, shave, and clean up, lay down, take a nap, and at 3 o'clock they'd get up, about 10 minutes to 3, and go down and open the store. And they'd stay open until about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing to do in those days. The stores here opened at 6
mm-hmm.
in the morning. Everything, the market was open at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
When I delivered milk, I got up and went and got the milk, and I was in town by 5 o'clock, 5:30. And I delivered to 2 restaurants and 18 private customers.
Sam, if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and what
take a nap, rest, relax.
I think I'll go what down.
Lay down.
Uh-huh. You say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just
lazed around, lied down,
okay.
Laid down.
And someone said something kind of shocking. You sort of resented them saying it. You say, well, the very, what are you saying that?
The very idea.
Okay. And you say, it wasn't just a little cold this morning. It was
chilly.
Or it was what cold? It
right
was
smart.
Huh?
Right smart? I've heard that a lot. Joy's grandmother used to use that. She was another one that was always her grandfather. He was always mighty proud to see you, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'd forgotten about him. Of course, he's been dead 30 some years. No man just died about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He and the old lady and the boy died within 2 years. They've been neighbors of mine out there at the ranch for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. If a man was doing some work and maybe hit his thumb with a hammer or something like that, what would he probably say? What exclamation?
Ouch!
Anything else? What exclamations would you probably hear?
Well, he might say a cuss word.
Such as?
Jesus.
Uh-huh.
God damn, I hit my finger.
What sort of things would you say if you were kind of surprised about something?